how much money have you already spent today? You got a coffee in your hand. Maybe you paid a toll or a train fare. Imagine not spending a dollar for close to a year. Our next guest has done just that, hailing up north from Coonawarra, Oregon. Jo Nemeth has adopted a money-free lifestyle, growing her own food and showering under the stars. So what has she missed and what has she learned? She joins us live in the studio. Jo, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. So it's a pretty big undertaking, not, you know, using money for almost a year. You've done it now. What made you want to take this plunge originally?
My original reasons for doing this was not necessarily to be living without money, but I took money out of the equation because I really wanted to reduce my environmental and social impacts.
Yeah.
I had just been feeling very bad about every little bit of money that I was spending, the impacts that was having, not just on things and people close to me, but people and the environment on the other side of the planet, you know,
yeah,
all over the place. The impacts that we have, we often don't see. And I had started to kind of get my head around that a bit and thought, oh my goodness, I can't keep doing that. It's awful.
So leaving like a giant sort of carbon footprint, I guess. You want to sort of reduce that.
Yeah. I wanted to reduce my carbon footprint, and I wanted to, you know, we're so far removed from, you know, when we buy one little thing here in Australia, the whole supply chain, we're so far removed from that, and where that supply chain starts, who that affects along the way, people, not just the environment, not just animals, but people as well.
So how much sort of planning did you have to sort of do before you sort of, you know, day one or day zero start?
I did plan, but I guess it's not as much as I even thought that I'd have to do. You know, basically I just went and talked to my friends up the road from where I used to live and said, hey, you've got a veggie patch. Can I come and live on your farm for free and help you out? And they said, sure, no worries. You know, so there wasn't, it was just kind of wrapping up my old life that took more time, you know, quitting my job, getting rid of my car, getting rid of a lot of my possessions and making sure that my daughter was okay because she'd just finished high school, that kind of thing.
Yeah. What does she think of it? Is she proud?
She's pretty happy about it. She doesn't say a lot. She's not a big talker.
Okay.
but I know that she likes it. She every now and again she'll say something. And recently when I was interviewed for a newspaper up in the Northern Rivers, we were in town and Amy, my daughter, saw the paper. There was a big pile of papers lying on a bench somewhere in public, and she went around and she started opening up to all the pages
doing a bit of a PR push. So what's been the hardest adjustment, do you think, in adopting this sort of lifestyle?
Well, it's been really interesting. I think my mental state and the things that I've had to go through mentally have been most interesting. It hasn't been that hard, ultimately, to do this. But, I mean, a lot easier than even I thought. I was really worried about food when I first thought about doing this. My big thing was, oh, my goodness, how am I going to feed myself?
I'm going to be hungry, yeah.
I'm going to have to grow so many veggies and so much food. But actually, to feed me takes very, very little. But I think it's the headspace, you know, like initially to get used to not being able to just go and buy. I didn't realise how I was just on this
dependency,
automatic kind of, I'll just go and buy a chocolate bar, I'll just go and buy a cuppa. You know, it was just so automatic and ingrained in me. I didn't realize until those first few weeks of living without money when I just couldn't do that, and I was like, oh, hang on a minute. So
you mentioned you're living on a friend's farm,
yeah,
for free. Do you get a lot of like help, or do you rely on other people to sort of help you out? Like, how do you get around?
I hitch, and up in the Northern Rivers, that's really easy. And it's one of the best things about what I do is hitching, because I love meeting people that way. Mm. And you meet really interesting people. So transport hasn't really been too much of an issue. I do get help from people, and that's the thing. Another thing that I've learned is that people are very generous, and I knew that already, but this is like almost placing myself in other people's hands sometimes, you know.
And
people are very generous. I've actually had to turn down offers from people a lot of the time.
Wow.
But, you know, I do get help from friends and family every now and again if there's something that I really need. There's very little that I really need. But, for example, I go and help a friend out at her cafe, and she will give me some locally grown rice a bit of honey in exchange, things like that. So,
now, yeah. For anyone listening who might want to, you know, change their life in some way, whether it is reducing their carbon footprint like you set out to do, or maybe just not spending as much money, what advice would you have for someone who wanted to sort of change their ways?
Look, I think that the main advice that I would give people is to try and separate their needs from their wants.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what we do is based on wants and desire. And like I said, you know, my old desire just to go and buy something that I actually didn't need, and the impacts that that had without me really realizing. So I think it's really great if people can just go, hang on a minute, do I really need this? Or is it just something that I want? So if we can just reduce that, that would be fantastic, because we would reduce our environmental impacts and save a lot of money.
Now, you're available for anyone who might have questions or you know, a question about how you've done it. So if you want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Look, if people want to email me, my email address is joe.nemeth, N-E-M-E-T-H, 69 at gmail.com.
All right, Joe. Well, great to have you in the studio. Great story.
Thank you very much.
I wish
we
could see in that article you talk about, there's some photos of a little setup there, which looks really cool. But thanks for joining us on 2SER.
Thank you.